Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In 1971, there was an Israeli writer who visited New York. Now, this Israeli writer was not so much involved in Torah mitzvahs, but his friends told him that they could arrange a meeting with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he understood that the Rebbe was a great person. So he said, okay, like an opportunity to meet the Rebbe. He came into the Rebbe. He was a little bit doubtful about the greatness of the Rebbe, but he went in and he wrote a note to the Rebbe the way you're supposed to, with his requests, questions. The Rebbe looked very carefully at his paper and said, I recognize this handwriting. You have written to me in the past, he said to the Israeli writer. The Israeli writer was very surprised by this. He said, with all due respect, he said, I have never written the Rebbe a letter. The Rebbe sat deeply in thought for a few moments, and then he said, there is no doubt that you have written to me in the past. As he spoke, the Rebbe opened one of the drawers of his desk. He took a piece of paper and handed it to the Israeli writer. The Israeli writer looked at the paper, very, very surprised. Here it was, a letter to the Rebbe in his own handwriting. But what's this? He looked at the bottom of the letter. It was signed by somebody else. It was a letter to the Rebbe in his handwriting, but he had not signed it. Then suddenly he remembered. A few years earlier, during the Six-Day War of 1967, one of his good friends had injured his hand in the war. After the war, he had wanted to write a letter to the Rebbe. But unfortunately, because of his injury, he couldn't write. So he asked his friend, the Israeli writer, to write his letter for him. He would tell him what to write, and his friend would write it. And at the very bottom, the man with the injured hand did manage to sign it. Well, the Israeli writer's attitude changed very much. This became a very, very profound and serious experience. And he left the Rebbe's office amazed at the Rebbe's seeming Ruach HaKodesh, or incredible memory, or both. After all, the Rebbe receives thousands of letters every week, and any letter which he decides to keep in the drawer must have a specific purpose. So it seems that when he saw this letter, he somehow knew that someday the Israeli writer would come to visit him, and therefore he kept the letter in the drawer so that when he would see the Israeli writer, he would take it out and show it to him. Of course, the Israeli writer became much more serious also about learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And so we see from this story that tzaddikim are very, very gifted. It seems that they have sometimes special powers. It seems sometimes that they have Ruach HaKodesh. And most probably, in most cases, both are true. But always what the tzaddik is trying to do is to help another Jewish person to get closer to Hashem, to learn more Torah, and to do more mitzvahs. In this way, certainly Mashiach will come that much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.